This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. Over the past 20 years, more than a quarter of a million people have moved into Colorado's so-called red zones, the parts of the state at risk for the most dangerous wildfires. Our partners at the iNews Network have studied the data, which shows that one out of every four Colorado homes is now in a red zone. Joining us this morning with more is reporter Michael Kotis and iNews analyst Bert Hubbard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So as you crunch the numbers, Bert, what trends emerged and which parts of the state appear to be at the greatest risk?
Well, it's real interesting because if you look at the counties with the highest number of people in the red zones, they are either fighting fires right now, had a fire earlier this year, or in the case of Boulder, had a destructive fire 2 years ago. El Paso County, where the Waldo fire is, has the most number of people living in the red zone, over 40%. Next is Jefferson County, which had the devastating fire earlier this year that killed three people. After that is Boulder County. And then number five is Larimer County. So you can see that this the density of the homes, you know, coming up with the forest, that mixture is really turning deadly in Colorado.
Now, Michael, you've spent 3 years doing research for a book on wildfires globally. Where does Colorado stand?
Colorado has one of the fastest growing populations in the red zone in the country. And we also have extremely flammable forests, particularly in a year like this year where we have a really serious drought and a very thin snowpack, which has left a lot of fire managers very worried about the higher elevation forests, which are forests that have just started to see development. There's one study that we looked at that shows that most of the areas zoned for future development in Colorado are in areas above 8,000 feet, which are mixed conifer and lodgepole forests that tend to burn in very big stand-reducing fires and are not very responsive to a lot of the treatments that can be used in some of the lower elevation forests that have already seen some development.
The iNews report also says public policies for dealing with the increase in homes and fire activity could actually make the state's fire danger even worse. How so?
Well, one thing that some fire managers are concerned about is the FireWise program, which is actually very effective at keeping houses from burning. It actually is a very good program, and we've seen some success with it. Even yesterday when I was down at the Waldo Canyon fire, they mentioned some areas around Colorado Springs that have been very proactive at making their communities less prone to burn in wildfires. But that also leads developers to put homes deeper into the red zone, deeper into flammable forests, which will continue to raise the costs of firefighting because even if the houses don't burn, there will be other resources that move into those forests along with those homeowners that will have to be protected.
So is that leading to a false sense of security for potential homeowners?
I think some fire managers are really concerned that it is. Another thing that has possibly led to a false sense of security is the big push towards fuel treatments in the forest, mechanical thinning and prescribed burning programs that really just haven't been able to keep up with the need for making our forests healthier, particularly the ponderosa pine forest that you're seeing burning, you know, outside of Fort Collins right now.
With so many homes now in red zones, can anything be done to prevent the next big fire from happening, or are fires like High Park and Waldo Canyon likely to become even more common?
The thing to keep in mind is that fires are part of this ecosystem, and so you can't remove fire from this landscape. And if you do, you generally pay for it later on, which is what we've seen in a lot of ponderosa pine forests, where there was a pretty successful century of fire suppression that allowed for fuels to build up so that when you do get a fire, it burns far hotter and far faster in a forest that is far denser. And so homes and forests like that are at far greater risk than if the fire cycle had not been interrupted and been allowed to keep burning down the fuel load so that when you did have fires, you might have them more frequently, but they wouldn't be so intense and so threatening to homeowners.
Back to Bert, any idea whether this trend of people moving into these red zones is likely to continue?
It really varies in how much their population increase has taken place over the last decade. For example, in Larimer County and Jefferson County, which have some of the highest numbers of people living in the red zone, they have seen very small increases in the population over the last decade. But in El Paso County and Mesa County and Montrose County and La Plata County, you've seen double-digit increases in the number of people living in the red zone. So it looks like something is either happening in some counties as far as development that is not happening in other counties.
Bert Hubbard is an analyst for iNews, and Michael Kotis is an author, reporter, and photojournalist. You can find the complete iNews investigation at our website, kunc.org.